From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota dealers will soon have the parts they need to fix millions of vehicles with those flawed gas pedals. The automaker has begun shipping parts it says will fix those sticky accelerator pedals on millions of cars, trucks, and SUVs. They include 2010 Corollas, Camrys, and Tundra pickups. NPR's Frank Langfitt says the fix involves a small part.
Well, what they're going to do is send these small steel reinforcement bars to dealers beginning today. And just looking at the diagram that they gave us, it looks like it's maybe an inch or an inch and a half long. It's not very big. It's a small thing. And what they say this is going to do is eliminate excess friction that's been causing pedals to stick in what Toyota says are rare instances. Now, dealers are going to be working extra hours. Some are going to be open 24 hours a day to get this done because we're talking about 2.3 million vehicles just here in the U.S.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Toyota has told dealers to stop selling 8 models until the repair is made. Congress is officially being handed President Obama's latest budget today, and it contains a record deficit, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook explains.
Virtually everyone in Washington agrees that the government is putting too much on the credit card these days, and now the budget deficit is projected to hit $1.6 trillion, the highest in history. The question that divides lawmakers is how to rein that in. Moderates on both sides like the president's 3-year partial spending freeze, though some think defense and homeland security should see a freeze too. They don't in this budget. Some Republicans will be dismayed that Mr. Obama wants to allow income taxes to go up on households that make more than $250,000 a year. Some Democrats will object to cuts Mr. Obama will ask for in some social programs. The administration says it's walking a fine line, trying to reduce government spending while still putting money into the sputtering economy. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.
Yemen is rejecting the latest ceasefire offer from Shiite rebels in the north as clashes continue in the 5-year conflict. Both Yemen and neighboring Saudi Arabia say the rebels are still fighting. Peter Kenyon reports.
In an apparent setback for ceasefire efforts in the Northern Rebellion, Saudi Arabia accused the so-called Houthi rebels of continuing to aim sniper fire into Saudi territory. Last week, Saudi defense officials declared victory in ridding their land of the rebel presence, and rebel leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi declared he was ready to end hostilities with both the Saudi and Yemeni forces. But Yemeni officials say clashes have continued and say there can be no ceasefire until all rebel hostilities against Yemeni or Saudi forces are ended. In other developments in the country, Yemen's Interior Ministry said police yesterday shot a man trying to set up a bomb near an oil pipeline outside the capital, Sana'a. And in the south, an opposition politician backing a secessionist movement was reportedly shot and killed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
This is NPR News. There's been a deadly bombing today in Iraq. At least 41 people were killed when a suicide bomber, a woman, detonated her explosives belt in a crowd of Shiite pilgrims on the outskirts of Baghdad. More than 100 others were wounded. Officials say the attack happened as pilgrims began their trek to the holy southern city of Karbala. That's about 50 miles from the Iraqi capital. Protesters have been taking to the streets in Russia, demanding lower taxes. They're also testing their right to organize in the streets. There's been little violence, though more than 100 people were detained in Russia's capital. More from NPR's David Green.
Russians often gather to protest on the 31st day of the month to symbolize Article 31 of their constitution, which guarantees the right to assembly. The government, however, banned last night's rally outside a theater in central Moscow. Protesters yelled out shame and down with Putin, referring to Russia's prime minister. The anti-Kremlin event drew several hundred participants, close to that same number of riot police dragged some protesters away. Authorities detained around 100 people, including a few of Moscow's big-name opposition activists. There were a handful of protests across Russia yesterday. On Saturday, at a separate event, close to 10,000 people organized in Kaliningrad, a standalone Russian enclave on the Baltic Sea. That rally was sanctioned by the government. Protesters demanded lower taxes. Some there also called for Prime Minister Putin to step down. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Despite double-digit unemployment in the U.S., the Commerce Department says personal incomes rose in December. Also, consumer spending increased for the third straight month. Incomes rose 0.4%. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.